Transgender rights are a national issue this year. President Donald Trump tried to ban trans Americans from serving in the military, but that measure was blocked by a federal judge. Here in Georgia, another debate unfolds in City of Decatur schools. At a September school board meeting, a parents group criticized a policy that protects transgender students in Decatur. Those parents have launched a petition to rescind the policy put in place by Superintendent David Dude last year. Fernadette Broyles is an attorney representing the parents in the petition, and she brings us this commentary explaining their perspective.
The Board of Education of the City Schools of Decatur has breached the trust of parents in the community. In July 2016, Superintendent David Dude created a radical new policy requiring that bathrooms, locker rooms, showers, sports teams, and overnight accommodations be open to students experiencing gender dysphoria. He did so based on unconstitutional guidance from the Obama administration that was halted in a lawsuit by Georgia and other states and has since been rescinded. It is not difficult to understand why parents in the city schools of Decatur are deeply troubled. This policy would cause their children to undress, shower, toilet, and possibly sleep overnight in spaces with students of the opposite biological sex. Despite knowing the importance this policy would have for parents and students, the superintendent and school board chose to implement it without first informing parents. This may have violated Georgia Sunshine Laws, requiring public officials to conduct their business in the light of day. But it was also a clear breach of the trust of parents and students these officials were elected to serve. This policy threatens students' right to privacy and to not have their unclothed bodies be viewed by members of the opposite anatomical sex. It also violates constitutionally protected parental rights and potentially free speech rights. Public schools should not be allowed to instill the unproven ideals of a gender-fluid society, and certainly not against the will of parents. Parents opposing this policy are also concerned about the gender dysphoric children themselves. Medical professionals have raised alarms that affirming the discordance some children feel with their bodies poses risks to children's long-term well-being. Dosing them with puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones has never been medically proven to be safe and effective. On April 10, the CSD school board had the opportunity to do the right thing and return the district to the pre-existing policy that struck a sensible balance for a decade. Instead, the school board abdicated its responsibility and left the new anti-privacy policy effectively in place. It is not too late for the CSD school board to reverse that error, however, and to return City Schools of Decatur to protecting privacy and fairness for all its children.
That was Vernadette Broyles, an attorney representing some parents who are speaking out against a policy that protects transgender students in Decatur. Linda Ellis is executive director of the Health Initiative, an LGBT advocacy group, and she tells us why those protections should stay in place.
The Hebrew word shalom can mean normalcy. Normalcy is peace. It is wholeness, fitting into your space, everything as it is supposed to be. Everyone craves normalcy, though not everyone expects to find it. These days, as I stretch myself to appreciate the experiences of transgender people and their families, I recognize a familiar desire for normalcy. I see parents afraid to hope that normalcy is possible for their kids because so many of us react to trans folks out of fear or ignorance in a way that does real harm to their children. Research regarding trans youth is not easy to read. It describes challenges to mental health, including increased anxiety, social withdrawal, and suicide risks, as trans kids are subjected to misunderstandings and harassment every day. Yet even the smallest offers of support significantly improve the outcomes for trans youth. Something as simple as being able to safely use the bathroom at school, or being called by the right name or pronoun, can be life-changing. It can decrease bullying and lead to a greater sense of normalcy for trans kids. Grades improve, behavior problems and social anxieties decrease, and friendships develop. Since 2006, the City Schools of Decatur's non-discrimination policy has included gender identity. Over the years, parents and school leaders have worked to make our schools safe and supportive places for all students. Recently, some in the community challenged our system's policy and the superintendent's guidance on how to comply with it. There was a significant community response, and both sides made their plans to go to the school board to argue their case. And then something remarkable happened. Parents who love their trans kids agreed to meet with parents who love their cisgender kids to listen to and learn from each other. And then, with differing views of politics and faith aside, we all found that we agreed on one thing. We want all of our kids to have the best possible opportunities. We want them to feel supported and accepted as they are, to be their best, to find happiness, and to be kind. We want them to have good, normal lives. We want shalom. I know that it's going to take more than credible research and supportive policies to transform other into normal. It takes courage and patience and a willingness to listen. There's a lot to learn, a lot of hard conversations to have. It'll be challenging for us to remember that we're all fighting for the same thing in the end, a community in which our kids feel normal, feel shalom. I'm hopeful that we're on the right track in Decatur.
That was Linda Ellis, Decatur parent and executive director of the Health Initiative.